San Jose, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast. And here's the host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life, the podcast on investing, business, and frugal living. I'm the host, Ricky. So let's jump right into today's tip. Have you heard about the Equifax hack? You know, everybody had their data broken into and whatnot. And did you know that you may be entitled to compensation? Okay, I kind of sound like a TV ad now. But really, you might be. Let's talk about it. First, you might say, I never signed up for Equifax. Well, Equifax is one of the credit monitoring agencies, so you may not have signed up, but they probably have your data. And you may be eligible for $125. I'll send a link in the show notes where you can check your eligibility. All it needs is your last name and the last six digits of your social. Now, after you check and it tells you your data was breached, you have a few steps to follow. One, they offer free credit monitoring for people who don't have it, or cash for people who do. So if you have credit monitoring, you're set. If you don't, you should sign up for credit monitoring for free. Try a service like Capital One or some similar site. Or that one with the pirate jingle. You know how I like pirates. Anyways, now that you have credit monitoring, I would go for the cash option and pick $125 of cash. You can pick it in a check or a prepaid card. I do the check because it can go into my bank account and be happy there and whatnot. You also can get more if you actively spent time dealing with problems due to the breach. So if you had to negotiate something, or I don't know, if there's some problem. I'm not an expert. I'm not a lawyer. Don't look at me for law advice. So once you fill out the form, sit back and wait for that $125 check to come. So this actually isn't my first class action suit that I've been involved with either. The last one I participated in, I got about $50. And I mean, all it was filling out a really quick form. This isn't life-changing money by any means, but you should always seize opportunities when you see them. Like I said before, a little here, a little there, all adds up. It's all part of the frug life. So sometimes we have a whole plan or a vision of things created in our minds before we take our first step. But sometimes you just need to take a step and work the details out later. Anyways, get this $125. Pay off your debt if you have it, or if you don't, start investing. Buy some stock, buy some bonds, invest in your own business. If you don't have your own business, think about making one. I read a great book recently called Crush It by Gary Vee. It's all about creating your own brand and business, doing what you love. I thought it was great. And as you probably know, I have a lot of hobbies. I love doing all sorts of things, and the book was inspiring to me. I will say it may be a little dated in 2019. It has some specific internet sites to check out, some of which I'm not very familiar with. I think they have waned in popularity. And it also, I don't think, talks about Instagram, which of course is a huge site for this type of influencer stuff. Anyways, I focused on Instagram a lot as a brand building platform. You can find the Frug Life there. I don't post there daily. I'm pretty irregular on posting. Probably need to improve on that, but whatever. You take one step at a time, right? You don't have to do everything perfectly all at once. You do what you can. Okay, and now we're going to take a quick break. Okay, and welcome back. So for the next part of the show, I just wanted to talk about a little adventure I went on today. So today, I had a lot of stuff I needed to do. I needed to get an oil change for my car. I needed to get a smog check for my car because the state of California has sent me a wonderful notice that I have to pay them $100 and whatever because I own a vehicle and I have to get a smog check. So yeah, that's fun. So what I did though is I went online and found a coupon at my nearby gas station smog check place. So first, I get the smog check for $35 instead of the regular price at $70. And $70 is a pretty standard price, so $35 is a pretty good deal just as is. In addition to paying just $35, I get a free car wash, which also is amazing. And yeah, it's nice. But I also had to get an oil change, so I went there too, and I also brought in a coupon for that. And the oil change was also like $35. And it also came with a car wash. So I got one of the car washes done then, and I still have a little receipt thing that I can bring back another day and get my car washed. My wife also needed the car after work today, so I drove it to her work and parked it there. And then on the way home, I found a berry patch, and I picked a bunch of wild blackberries. I'll have pictures of this probably on my Instagram. So check that out. You can see the berries. It's pretty fun. They're a little prickly. I brought a little Tupperware with me. So I put the berries in the Tupperware. So what you're looking for, just a quick tip for harvesting blackberries. The dark black color is a good thing. I think these are blackberries. I'm not an expert. But they're black. You want to be able to grab them and just lightly pull them off. And that tells you that they're ripe and sweet and good to go. If you have to tug a little on them, they're probably not quite ripe yet. So if you have to use really any force on it, they're not quite ready. But even if they're not quite ready, that's okay. You can eat a sour berry, or you can, I don't know, mash it up, add sugar to it, put it in a smoothie, whatever. It's all good. I also noticed what I think are elderberries on the way home too. I've done some Googling, and I think so. I'm going to check them out probably in the future, and hopefully they're elderberries. But I apparently learned that elderberries are slightly poisonous, so that they should be cooked first, which is kind of surprising. I'm pretty sure I've had them raw before, so yikes. Anyways, if you are harvesting berries or foraging, make sure you know what you're doing. Try to get somebody who knows what they're doing to help you. Don't just eat random things. You could get sick. This isn't investment advice. Talk to an investment person. Uh-oh, I think I'm running out of time. I have some guests here, and so I have to record the podcast really quick because the guests are arriving right now. And it looks like I got some packages. Okay, well, if you hear back from me for a third segment, I had some free time. Otherwise, thanks for listening, and see you next week.